The 2015 fishing season on the Kenai River was tough for a lot of fishermen, but one user group is alleging it was illegal. KDLL's Jenny Nyman has more.
The Nanilchik Tribal Council contends that the federal government's slow response and inefficient processes denied the community its federally mandated subsistence salmon harvest opportunity in the Kenai River last summer. The council filed suit October 23rd in Alaska federal court against representatives of the Federal Subsistence Board, the U.S. Department of Interior, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture for violating their rights under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
The tribe is really trying to have their subsistence rights, which are guaranteed to them by ANILCA, recognized so that they can fish and get allocations of salmon that they are, under federal law, entitled to.
That's Anna Crary, co-counsel representing the tribe, with the Anchorage law firm Landy Bennett Blumstein. The state of Alaska doesn't recognize a rural resident priority on fish and game resources, so the federally mandated subsistence programs are conducted on federally managed lands and waters in the state. On the Kenai Peninsula, residents of Nanilchik, Cooper Landing, and Hope qualify for federal subsistence harvests and are allowed to conduct those activities on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. On the Kenai River, that puts them in the Russian River area. In the past, Nanilchik residents have utilized hooks and bait or dip nets, but say those methods haven't met their subsistence needs. In January, the Federal Subsistence Board approved the council's request to operate a community gill net in the Kenai and Kisilof Rivers over the objections of federal and state fishery managers who said the nets would be indiscriminate and could catch sensitive species such as kings and trout, even though sockeye salmon were to be the primary target. The federal subsistence fishing season runs from June 15th to August 15th. On May 27th, the tribe submitted its required operational plans for the gillnet fisheries. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game had already announced that no king fishing would be allowed in the Kenai River during the June early run to protect the struggling species. On June 17th, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge announced a closure of the subsistence fishery. Both the refuge and Fish and Game continued their king fishing restrictions into July to protect the late run of Kenai kings as well. Crary says the conservation measure isn't the cause of the tribe's complaint.
Even when other sport fisheries were liberalized, the subsistence fishery remained closed.
Fish and Game lifted its fishing restrictions on kings in the Kenai on July 24th. The federal subsistence fishery closure remained in effect, and the tribe's gillnet operational plan for the Kenai was never approved. The lawsuit seeks recognition that the board's actions, or lack thereof, violated the council's subsistence fishing rights. Crary said the tribe primarily wants to ensure that the 2016 fishing season won't be a repeat of 2015. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.